New Jersey Democrats Charged with Mail-in Voter Fraud. By John Binder on June 28, 2020. Two Patterson, New Jersey councilman, and two men linked to a councilman's campaign have been charged with election fraud, mail-in voting fraud, and illegal possession of mail-in ballots. Late last week, New Jersey's Attorney General Gurbir Grewal announced election fraud charges against Patterson City Councilman Michael Jackson, D., Councilman-elect Alex Mendez, D., Shellam Khalik, and Abu Razin. Shellam Khalik is the brother of Patterson City Councilman Shaheen Khalik, the elected official behind the city allowing an Islamic cult to prayer, and Abu Razin is linked to Khalik's re-election campaign, according to Grewal. The charges allege that Jackson violated state election laws when he collected mail-in ballots from voters in recent city council elections and delivered them to the Passaic County Board of Elections. Jackson, according to the charges, did not identify who he was when he dropped off the ballots and in one case took an unsealed ballot that had not been filled out and delivered it sealed to the Board of Elections. Jackson, 48 years 0 LD, has been charged with third-degree fraud in casting a mail-in vote, third-degree unauthorized possession of ballots, third-degree tampering with public records, and fourth-degree falsifying or tampering with records. Mendez, the charges allege, violated state election laws when he too collected ballots from voters and delivered them to election officials without ever identifying who he was. The charges claim Mendez delivered mail-in ballots that he knew were fraudulent, in that they were filled out by an ineligible voter. Mendez, 45 years old, has been charged with second-degree election fraud, third-degree fraud in casting mail-in votes, third-degree unauthorized possession of ballots, third-degree false registration or transfer, third-degree tampering with public records, and fourth-degree falsifying or tampering with records. Khalik, likewise, has been charged with third-degree fraud in casting mail-in votes, third-degree unauthorized possession of ballots, third-degree tampering with public records, and fourth-degree falsifying or tampering with records. According to prosecutors, Khalik did not identify himself when delivering mail-in ballots to election officials. Razin has been charged with third-degree fraud in casting mail-in votes and third-degree unauthorized possession of ballots for allegedly procuring and possessing more than three official mail-in ballots that were not his and for which he was not authorized to deliver. Each of the men faces 3 to 5 years in prison for third-degree crimes, up to 18 months in prison for fourth-degree crimes, and 5 to 10 years in prison for second-degree crimes. Altogether, the men could be asked to pay more than $250,000 in fines. The charges come as Patterson's all-mail-in ballot election was allegedly rife with fraud. Grewal confirmed that almost 20% of the mail-in votes cast were thrown out by the Board of Elections. Recent data has not shown a compelling public health justification for mail-in voting. In Wisconsin's April election, only 52 of more than 400,000 voters and poll workers were confirmed to have contracted the Chinese coronavirus. None of those cases were fatal. This equals an infection rate below 0.02%. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @jxhnbinder.